This is a league of A's and BC's. It's green and red and gold and black and blue. This is a league with two official languages and many unofficial languages. It's East versus West, wheat versus iron, love versus hate. This is a league where superstars are extraordinary and ordinary at the same time. It's a league of ice, of fog, of mud, and wind. And for one Sunday in November, it's the nation's glue. This is a league as diverse as a country, a league of Jacksons and Kwongs, Johnsons, Moscas, O'Shea's, and Haji Razulis. This is his league, her league, and their league. It's my league, and it's your league. This is our league.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to CFL Easy Picks. We're going on to week 18. That's right. 1 week more than those pussies in the U.S. All right. Joining me as per usual with our intro would be Mr. Old School.
Hold on. Cut the mic.
Would that be all?
Yep.
Okay. And our brother to the south, Mr. Heavyset.
I don't have anything to say because it's not like what I'm going to say is going to actually be used on the show.
I hate you so much.
I'm not even mentioning anything about the Toronto Blue Jays being
I hate you so much.
I'm more talking about that we've had 2 weeks in a row where what we've said here on the show doesn't even fucking matter.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully that gets resolved this week, as maybe our technical issues may temporarily be resolved.
Yeah, but because I don't allow Skype or Pamela to update ever again.
So there you go, folks. If you record with Skype and Pamela, don't let it update past, I think it's version 6 for Skype and version
7.1 for Skype. And Pamela, do not go past, if you're running the like the basic version, which is the one just above the free, don't go higher than 4.9.0.55.
Here you go, folks. Your easy podcasting suggestions from Mr. Old School. So to get into the CFL season, I guess biggest news out of Calgary is they clinched the division, and we'll be getting a first round bye and going straight to the semifinals and hosting. Well,
from what I understood, they clinched the division at week two.
Well, it was week one was their only loss this season, so that's pretty huge.
So the Stampeders, my CFL team, beat Old School's team to clinch the division.
Is that kinda like so much?
Is that kind of like how the Cleveland Indians just clinched a World Series berth against Old School's Toronto Blue Jays?
Cut the mic.
A little bit. So that's the only news coming out of Calgary. They have, I think it's one of their little linesmen is out for the rest of the season. Stamps linebacker and defensive captain Deron Mayo will miss the remainder of the season after suffering a knee injury in week 17. And those are your only two tidbits out of Calgary.
Timbits?
Alberta.
No timbits this week. That's a new segment. It's called the Timbit segment.
In huge news coming out of Montreal, Alouettes have released international receivers Deron Carter and Kenny Stafford. the two guys who got into a fight with our quarterback, our current quarterback.
So I guess we're siding with the quarterback?
Well, so here's the other thing. The Alouettes this week are starting their backup, Vernon Adams Jr. He will be making his first career start this week against the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Both teams don't look that great. Well, Alouettes are already officially out. I believe Toronto is officially out of the playoffs as well this week. Saskatchewan has to win here on out.
Saskatchewan has been out since week two.
No, Saskatchewan's been on a three-game winning streak, and because the East is so bad, still have a very, very small slither of hope for actually getting a crossover spot and playing in the Eastern quarterfinals.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how bad the East has been this season. So we released two. We're benching our primary quarterback. We're putting in our backup. I would assume Carter's going to end up somewhere else, probably Toronto. Stafford, I have no idea. Yeah.
I guess this week's like the fuck it week.
Yeah, it feels to be. Well, yeah, we're on a... At this point, it's who can we get in the draft? Who can we sign from the international players list next season? And will Mark Trestman come back? Because he doesn't have a job in the NFL anymore, and I'm pretty sure nobody's going to take him there. What do you think, Heavy? Trestman anywhere in the NFL next season?
No, he goes from the Bears to the Ravens, and nobody wants. I don't think anybody's going to want to touch him. Like I think I said before, maybe college, but CFL seems to be his home, and I see no reason why you just continue the success you once had.
Yeah, why not go back to where you're successful? That's the way I look at it. Other news coming out of the CFL in total, Ottawa, Winnipeg, BC, and Edmonton have all clinched playoff berths. So there's still a chance, depending on how Hamilton and Saskatchewan do from here on out, will be the last quarterfinal spot in this.
Fuck it, I'm going for Saskatchewan.
CFL, Nissan, Titan, Power Rankings this week. Guess who's still in first place?
The Al...
No. The Calgary Stampeders. Calgary still remains unbeaten since week one, and they are taking on a team that's out of the playoffs this week. So looks like they may come out of the 2016
The spread?
Yeah, we'll get to the spread.
Okay. Oh, my God.
So it may look like the Stampeders are coming out of the 2016 with the best record ever in the CFL. Second place, we have the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. They've looked really good since they changed their quarterback.
Since Andy Anderson adopted them?
Yeah, since Andy pretty much picked them. I think they only have one loss since they replaced that quarterback. Third place, we got the BC Lions. Fourth place, we have the Edmonton Eskimos. Fifth, we have the first in the East, Ottawa Redblacks. Sixth, we have the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Seventh, we have the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Eighth place.
Eastern team.
Eighth place, the Alouettes.
Eastern team.
And in last place, the Toronto Argonauts. Who?
Eastern team.
Just lost their starting quarterback for the rest of the season.
What is it with Toronto teams?
They're great at sucking. That's all I'm going to say.
They're great at... two of them are great at making playoffs and then losing in the championship round before the actual title games.
Who would win the Toronto Argonauts or the Cleveland Browns?
I think the Browns would have... Well, actually, the Browns have had some close games in the NFL this season, so... I can't knock them until you give them a shot. I'd really question if they could survive the three down rule. I don't think they would know what the hell to do. So, and just
throw the prior. That's what we would do.
And all those guys in motion at the same time, at least the first half, Cleveland would not know what the hell's going on.
It would imagine, be kind of funny when they're trying to run on third down and they're like, oh, fuck, I forgot.
imagine this, the Argonauts versus the Browns. In a, like, one half you do CFL rules, and then the other half you do NFL rules.
That'd be awesome. You need two different fields, though.
I think we got to get the president of CFL operations on the phone with the Goodell bot and see what can be done.
Because I want to go 3-for-3 of Cleveland beating Toronto.
That's not good. You know what, man?
I hate you so much.
Would it help if Columbus beat the Maple Leafs when they play them this winter? Because, I mean, that's your closest hockey team, right?
Yeah, we don't care about hockey. No, well, we have the Cleveland Monsters, which are a minor league team. They were the Lake Erie Monsters, but now after they won the Calder Cup, which is their championship,
yep,
they changed the name to Cleveland.
Oh, so we'll see. I believe the Toronto Marlies play in that division. So they could.
So Cleveland can beat another Toronto team. I need to get tickets to that game
if it happens. All right. So easy picks standings coming into week 18. First place, me with 44 points.
Delete.
Second place. Yeah, and I went perfect this week. Thank you very much.
Delete.
Second place, we have.
I hate you so much.
I hate you so much.
Second place, we have the mayor with 43. Third place, we have Mattson with 42. Fourth place, we have Heavy Set with 40.
Delete.
Fifth place, we have Mr. Old School with 39.
Yeah.
Tied for sixth, we have Mop Jockey and Double A with 37. Eighth place, we have GM Bike with 33. Ninth place, we have Cochise.
I want to rename GM Bike to CM Bike.
CM Bike. CM Bike.
CM Bike. CM Bike. And Goat Cheese.
Goat Cheese, yeah. Tied for 10th, we have Kanye West. Kanye West and Dark Spirit with 27. And in 12th and last place, Legend Killer 03 with 13 points. Games on the ballot this week. We have the 6-9 Hamilton Tiger Cats visiting the 7-7-1 Ottawa Renegades. The Renegades are favored by 4.5. We'll start with Heavy Set.
Renegades.
You mean the Red Blacks?
You called them the Renegades.
Yeah, you called them the Renegades, dude.
I was making sure you caught that.
I caught it.
Okay. I'm still way too sober.
Because I was like, wait a minute. Where did this new team come from? Are they sponsored by WCW in the early 90s?
That's what they
were. Ottawa changes his team name every 2 weeks.
That's what they were called from 06.
They were all also called the Rough Riders.
Yes, and that was from 1920 to 2004, something like that.
And then it took them 80 years to realize they had the same team name as Saskatchewan.
Exactly. Mr. Old School, Red Blacks or Tiger Cats?
Oh, just a quick news thing for last week. I lost Misogir.
Okay.
Yeah, I lost money. Okay, $2. I'm going to go with Red Blacks, and we're going to choose them for the spread as well, 4.5.
I'm going to take the Tie Cats. They're trying to get a playoff spot, and I think a win this week actually secures them the final playoff spot. So I'll take the Tiger Cats. Next game, Friday night at 9 p.m., we have the 5-11 Toronto Argonauts visiting the 14-1-1 Calgary Stampeders. The Stampeders are favored by 16.5 points. Mr. Old School.
Heavy Set, have you ever seen a spread that ridiculous in the NFL?
No. I think even if the New England Patriots win against the Browns, I don't even think it's that ridiculous. I could double check of what it was this year.
Yeah.
But the Browns were home, so they got a couple points for that. But even if they were away, like 16, that's a lot. But though I think we've had 14. I thought we had 14 this week or recently.
Okay, I'm going Calgary, and Calgary is going to cover the spread.
All right. Yeah, I'm taking the Stampeders. They're going for that record. I'm pretty sure they're going to have the most successful season ever in the CFL. Heavy Set? Should I even ask?
I'm going with my team, of course.
Okay, the Argonauts. Perfect.
Whoa.
Saturday.
The Tiger. I mean, the Lions or whatever.
Yeah.
The Ligers.
Ligers. Yes.
Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, we have the 4-11 Montreal Alouettes visiting the 5-10 Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The Riders are favored by 7.5. I'm taking the Riders. They're attempting to make a playoff spot, and Montreal starting a rookie quarterback and missing their best two wide receivers. Heavy Set.
Rider or Riot.
And Mr. Old School.
Yeah, Montreal's in limbo right now, and Saskatchewan has a reason to win, and they're at home. I'm choosing them, and also they're going to cover the spread, 7.5.
All right. And finishing off the week, Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern, we have the 8-7 Edmonton Eskimos visiting the 9-6 BC Lions. The Lions are favored by 2.5. Whoever wins this would actually get second, is working towards second place in the West. I'm going to start with Old School.
We're going to go with the upset, the Eskimos, 2.5 favorites. So it's pretty much a toss up, but I'm going for Edmonton.
Heavy Set.
I'm going for the Edmonton word that I'm not going to say because it's an offensive term.
Yeah.
It is?
Well, just like the word Indians or Redskins.
Eskimos are an offensive term?
We're joking around.
This is news to me.
You made a joke when I appeared on NFL Easy Picks this week.
Delete!
As well, I'm taking the Eskimos. They've been on a bit of a roll recently. I think they're going to keep going that way. All right, Twitter. We have Double A, his picks from last week, and he also went perfect.
Fuck him.
So,
fuck him.
Yep. 4 for 4 last week.
We don't talk about that, Joe.
Yeah, emails, nothing. Now it's on to Heavy Set Trivia time. All right, somewhat like last week's trivia that we lost, except it's about the stadiums in the CFL this time. Now, you can either get 3 questions where if you get one wrong, you lose a point. If you get one right, you get a point. You could go for a 5-point, which is mix and match the cities with the stadiums, or 12 points, which is all the cities and all the stadiums have to match up.
The first one.
All right. Question 1. What is the oldest stadium in the CFL? Percival Molson Memorial Stadium, Mosaic Stadium at Taylor Field, or McMahon Stadium?
B.
Incorrect.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Percival Molson Memorial Stadium, Montreal Stadium, has been there since 1919. Mosaic at Taylor Field, Saskatchewan's 1927. And then McMahon Stadium is Calgary, 1960. Question 2. Which stadium has the largest capacity? BC Place, Commonwealth Stadium, or McMahon Stadium?
McMahon.
Incorrect.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
McMahon only holds 35,650. Commonwealth.
No. McMahon holds 93,600.
Commonwealth Stadium holds 56,302. All right, let's see if you can save the week, Heavy. Which is the only field in the CFL with natural grass? Tim Hortons Field, TD Place, or BMO Field?
Tim Hortons Field.
Incorrect.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
It's BMO Field in Toronto. Damn. Back under 500, Heavy. 22 and 25.
You didn't do your research this week? What happened, man?
My team was going to the World Series.
Yeah, I fucking knew it. Is that going to be your rebuttal for everything this week? I got a feeling.
Well, it could be worse. It could be the fact that the Golden State Warriors blew the 3-1 lead against the Cavaliers in the finals. But hey.
Well, at least they scored points.
So, how many points were scored in five games?
One
by the Blue Jays.
Like
10.
5 or something.
No, they got 5 yesterday.
No, they got 4 yesterday.
Okay. Either way, I think it was
10. No, you're right. 5-1. Yeah.
Yeah.
5-2.
Pretty much 5. That's they got 7. 7 fucking points.
We lost yesterday, I think that was intentional.
Yeah, it was a pity fuck loss. Just so they can get extra home game.
No, it wouldn't have worked that way. They would have had to go to game 6 to go home.
No, I mean so Toronto could get an extra home.
Okay. I guess cuz the Toronto Blue Jays organization doesn't want to pay their fans back. It makes sense. So, I guess that'll do it for us here this week. Mr. Old School, besides you.
Nothing to plug. Fuck
all right. Mr. Heavyset.
You can find me at Heavyset330. Hopefully soon I'll be buying an on-field World Series hat.
This is never going to fucking end.
As for myself, at Killer Carpe Diem, you can listen to me on NFL Easy Picks this week. I was a guest star. Guest appearance?
Yeah, more like guest roadie.
Eh.
And don't mind the quality of the show, because the recorder I use is still a piece of shit.
H. Walker Internet.
No, we'll talk about it when we go off the air. Like,
yeah, okay.
it's weird.
Yeah, let's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. At CFL Easy Picks on Twitter or CFLEasyPicks@gmail.com if you want to play the home game. Finally, for the All Beer Inside listeners, we are recording November 4th. Get your shit in. At All Beer Inside or AllBeerInside@gmail.com.
Just like all old wrestlers, they want to get their shit in. Get your shit in.
So far, the only guys.
Hey, old school. You should have learned during All Beer Inside, don't pick against me. You lose.
What, hold on. What are we talking about?
You called me out. Like, I haven't finished the episode, but you called me out like twice that I heard. You're like, heavy.
I pick
and
this.
Like, if you pick the the movie against like Tino Tommy Boy, and okay, for the record too, I don't love Christmas Story. The Christmas Story house just happens to be in Cleveland, and it's a cool place to go. When we did the Christmas episode of Old School at the Movies, I think the original one, I had that one as a honorable mention. I don't think it was in my top five.
Oh, that's why. I probably mixed it up. I assumed, because you keep talking about it, I assumed you and you went to the house and all that, so I figured it was like a massive thing for you.
Yeah, because the house is like less than, roughly an hour away from my house. And okay. It's an attraction to go in Cleveland. Kind of like this Tuesday when the World Series will kick off.
Oh, this fucking...
I hate you so much.
And at the same time... At the same time...
Cut the mic.
At the same time, the Cavs will be having their season opener and ring ceremony.
So, Old School, you feel like going down to Cleveland to watch the World Series?
No, end the show.
All right. And I guess we'll end it there. Everybody self. Everybody self.
Go self.
Everybody have a good evening. Self. Enjoy the last
weeks. Okay, bye.
Gentlemen, we have a new piece to try. Okay. And one. Messieurs. This piece deserves better, no? Let's try it again. I told this guy where I was from. He said, oh, Canada. Kind of laughs it off. It was funny, huh? Come on. 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah. From the land of the lost, trans-Canada cross, patriotic and a honor with my hand on my heart. From the greatest of lakes, to the greenest of greens, to the rockiest mountains and everything in between. Oh Canada, oh, you're no fan of us, cause the movie and TV shows are so amateur. Yeah, we laugh it off, that don't really bother me. Look, we ain't serious unless we really gotta be. Humorous attitudes like kids in a hall, a Jim Carrey, Mike Myers, how we claiming them all. It's a great white north, home of the funniest actors, the front of the joke with an abundance of laughter. The red and white flag, keep it high, keep it visual. People say Canada gets stereotypical. Think we finish every sentence with buddy or bye. And if it ain't that, it's either dude A or guy. Yeah, we consider it people. I smoke a marijuana, we consider it legal. Still doing rap like the 1990s, but that's how we like it, off time and grimy. Yeah, I know where I'm from and I told you before. North of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure. I'm from Canada, oh, Canada. Class makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. I've been around the globe and heard the confusion. Honestly, a lot of y'all are ignorant and stupid. Yes, we have microwaves, TVs, and cell phones. Unintelligent, we invented the telephone. We made Yahtzee, the light bulb, hockey, and bred the greatest players, Gretzky to Crosby. We all got at least one drinking buddy, and after one drink, all of us think we're funny. A national mascot's a damn beaver. Oh Canada, we love our beaver. Home of Hell's Angels and RCMP. Home of Gordon Lightfoot and SCTV. The Underground Railroad. George St. Pierre right here's where we call home. A healthcare system, y'all know it's free. Keep a girl's banging with a full mouth of tea. I won't even get into the music industry. They say hip-hop is dead, nah, it's up north with me. I can do this all day, it's a part of my routine. But supper's almost done and tonight routine. I know where I'm from and I told you before. North of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure. I'm from Canada, Canada. I'm from the East Coast of Canada, Canada. I'm from the East Coast. Yeah, I'm from Canada. So sometimes words come over my mouth like this. Get used to it.